Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we love hearing from you. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info. And also, if you're interested in starting a home-based business, call 866-735-2470. If you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, now is your golden opportunity. 866-735-2470 is the number to call. For more information, you can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You don't have to be an entrepreneur or even want to start a home-based business to benefit from the longevity business opportunity. If you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price for a one-time fee, you can get your products wholesale, you can sell your products, you can start a business, you can be a part of the nutrition business, or you can just get your products at a discounted price. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We'll be talking to Forrest Rivers at the bottom of the hour. His book is COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening. Super cool book. I've always thought, since this whole thing began, this whole craziness began, which the veracity of which I doubt. Nonetheless, it is a golden opportunity for us to awaken spiritually, for us to reorganize our priorities. That's what Forrest Rivers' book is about, taking advantage of the opportunity to awaken and change our lives. COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening is the title. We will talk to Forrest Rivers at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so I want to continue talking about pigmentation issues for you guys who are not let's say skincare product aficionados, or you're not part of the skincare cult. I don't know. I shouldn't say skincare cult, but there's a lot of folks who really, they're just fascinated with the skin. I'm fascinated with the skin. I've been fascinated with the skin since I first started studying it in the early 1980s. So going on 40 years, I've been studying the skin. I've been fascinated with the skin as an organ. And there's kind of like a culture. I don't want to say cult. We'll say a culture of folks on Instagram and on Facebook and on Reddit and on various social media sites that are really obsessed with skin in a good way, or maybe not so much in a good way. They're focused on products, and they talk about products, they talk about their skin issues. And if you're not part of this, you may think that this is kind of silly, but it's not. Hyperpigmentation, dark spots, which is a subject that is really, really something that affects a lot of folks, millions of people probably deal with hyperpigmentation issues. It's one of the leading reasons why people go to skincare professionals, go to estheticians, and go to dermatologists. And skincare professionals and dermatologists oftentimes don't really know what to do. They'll use steroid creams or they'll use topical hydroquinone, which we talked about yesterday, super toxic substance. But the thing about the skin in general and hyperpigmentation specifically is when you have a condition on the surface of the skin, you have a condition underneath the skin. We see it on the surface of the skin. And so naturally we want to treat it on the surface of the skin. But there's no such thing as a skin condition that does not have an underlying biochemical cause, with rare exceptions. You can have, I suppose, latex allergies or concrete dermatitis, reactions to concrete. Sometimes construction workers or bricklayers will get reactions to the material that makes bricks or concrete or cement. There are certain topical things that can happen. Poison ivy, you can get rashes from various plants. Those things can happen. But for the most part, the vast majority of skin issues, the acne, the rosacea, the eczema, the dry skin even. Nobody should ever have dry skin. How's that sound? Nobody should ever have dry skin. When I do talks on skin, I'll sometimes say, how many people have dry skin? And almost everybody raises their hand. Nobody should have dry skin. Even wrinkles and aging, things that we consider to be normal, have an underneath cause, have an inside cause, an inner cause. And hyperpigmentation is no different. There's a condition called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. After inflammation occurs, the skin will pigment. That's a common response to instabilities of melanin. Melanin, by the way, is involved with healing. Melanin is involved with the stress response. Melanin is involved with protection, melanin being skin pigment. So whenever the body feels like it needs to protect itself, which can occur after you have a blemish or you have to have a wound, pigmentation can occur in susceptible patients. Sometimes the sun will get blamed. Sometimes drugs will get blamed. These can all be initiating factors, but they're not causes. They can be triggers, but they're not causes. Antibiotics can do it. Hormones can do it. Anti-seizure medications can do it. But underneath all of these so-called causes are the same basic phenomenon, and that is a hypersensitive or a hyperactive melanin response, which is going to be due largely to hormonal imbalances, particularly in estrogen and cortisol. Those are the two biochemical triggers, the two biochemical initiating factors of instability. Yes, the sun may be seem like it's the cause. Yes, antibiotics and anti-seizure medications may seem like they're the cause. But unless the melanin is imbalanced on some level, it's somehow jumpy, we'll say, from estrogen and cortisol largely, the sun isn't going to cause a problem. And typically antibiotics and anti-seizure medications aren't going to cause a problem. The melanin has to be unstable on some level already. And there's lots of topical medications, there's lots of topical strategies that are used, but the best way to deal with the condition is not hydroquinone, it's not arbutin, it's not kojic acid, we haven't talked about that one yet, it's not these topical strategies. We'll get into some topical remedies that people use, but it's really a hormonal internal issue. And recognizing the hormonal link is key to treating all health challenges, but especially hyperpigmentation. And first of all, begins with the female hormone estrogen, which, by the way, men make also. The female hormone slash male, we'll call it the female hormone, but I don't want anybody to think it's only women. Men make it too. But we call it the female hormone. This is associated, estrogen is associated with female sex characteristics involving the reproductive system, the breasts, maintenance of pregnancy, and it's also associated with a lot of health challenges. It's also estrogen that makes the skin nice and soft and plump. It's what makes hair thick and healthy. Blonde hair is associated with estrogen. This might be one of the reasons why femininity and blonde hair go hand in hand, or at least that's what the meme is. That's what the belief is. That's why women will, their hair will darken after they have a baby. After a woman has a baby, her estrogen drops. And that's one of the reasons. That is the reason why hair will darken after a woman has a baby. Estrogen has a reputation for promoting a youthful female appearance that is treasured and in demand in our look-obsessed culture. But it also has a dark side. All right, we'll continue when we come back from our break. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
CardioFX from Yongevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Yongevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our lines are open at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, and if you have a skin lightening issue or skin darkening issue, hyperpigmentation issue, we'd love to hear from you. 844-236-6010. What are you using? Are you, whatever you're using, are you successful? Is it working for you? We have some strategies for you. We'll be talking about skin lightening and melasma and hyperpigmentation and melanin, which is super, super fascinating.
molecule melanin. I have to say, it is probably the most fascinating molecule, the most interesting molecule in the body. Being electromagnetic as it is, there's a reason why melanoma is so hard to treat. We'll be talking about that in our coming Bright Side episodes. Skin lightening may not seem like it's a serious issue. Nonetheless, if somebody has hyperpigmentation or melasma, they take it very seriously. The market for skin brightening and skin lightening agents is estimated at being close to $300 million a year, at least in 2020, according to Report Linker. $290.9 million was spent in 2020 on skin lightening products, and despite the fact that the cosmetics business, the beauty business, was hit pretty hard by COVID-19, the skin lightening market is still projected to expand to almost $400 million in the coming years, growing at over a 4% rate. People take their skin lightening very, very seriously. Nonetheless, there isn't much you can do to treat hyperpigmentation or melasma from the outside in. Temporarily, perhaps, exfoliation is your best strategy, using alpha hydroxy acids. Hydroquinone, as we talked about, that's the gold standard, 4% hydroquinone by prescription or 2% hydroquinone over the counter. You can have a compounding, if you're really serious and you really want to get rid of your hyperpigmentation, you can have a compounding pharmacist make a 10% hydroquinone a solution for you. I was making 10 and 20% hydroquinone solutions in my compounding pharmacy. I would have, particularly after plastic surgery or after facial surgeries or facial procedures, there were doctors who really, really wanted to make sure hyperpigmentation wouldn't occur. So I was compounding 10% and 20% hydroquinone. I'll tell you what, that is some really toxic stuff. The major hormone, and hormones in general, are the reason why melanin will become unstable and trigger hyperpigmentation. And the most important hormone is going to be estrogen. Estrogen is the female hormone. It's associated with beautiful skin and thick, rich hair and blonde hair. And it's got a reputation for promoting youthfulness. And this all started with the book Feminine Forever, which came out in the early 1960s, 1964 or so, which glorified estrogen and suggested using estrogen replacement therapy medically so that women could maintain their femininity and their youthful looks post-menopause and into old age. And when the book came out, it created this incredible craze about hormone replacement therapy and estrogen medicalization. When I graduated pharmacy school in the mid-1980s, the number one or number two best-selling drug every year was Premarin, pregnant mare urine. Premarin stands for pregnant mare urine. They used to keep mares trapped and pregnant, at least they're hormonally pregnant, and they would keep them trapped, and they would their estrogen levels would go up when the horses were pregnant, and they would get the urine from the horses, and they would extract the estrogen, pregnant mare urine. And Premarin was a best-selling drug for many years. It's no longer a best-selling drug. Hormone replacement therapy is still pretty popular. Hormone replacement therapy is probably the most popular form of hormone replacement therapy. Testosterone replacement therapy is getting up there, but I'd say estrogen replacement therapy is still the most popular form of female hormone replacement. Nonetheless, it's become obvious to many women that estrogen is at least as problematic as it is important. I'm a member of the Estrogen Dominance Facebook page group because of my progesterone serum. My progesterone serum is being sold through the Estrogen Dominance Facebook page. Estrogen Dominance Syndrome is recognized these days as a major cause of distress for women as they age. Estrogen dominant syndrome, so-called, is a constellation of symptoms. That's what syndrome is. It's a bunch of symptoms that come together that are linked to excess estrogen. Because estrogen is so, so, so darn potent, and especially the derivatives of estrogen, the breakdown products of estrogen. Estrogen is, like all chemicals in the body, is broken down into what are called metabolites. A metabolite is a breakdown product or a derivative, and the metabolites, i.e. derivatives of estrogen, are even more toxic than estrogen. And this creates a serious problem when people are not clearing or detoxifying their estrogen correctly. Just a little amount, just a tiny little bit of what are called catechol, C-A-T-E-C-H-O-L, catechol estrogens, can really throw off biochemistry and cause some severe unpleasant symptoms, most commonly connected with the stress nervous system. Catechol estrogens, these derivatives of estrogen that accumulate when we don't clear it, when women don't clear it, or when they don't detoxify. Clearance is a function of the intestine, thus the importance of intestinal health and regular bowel movements. Clearance of estrogen occurs through the bowels. And detoxification of estrogen, which occurs in the liver. When something happens with the detox system or the excretory system, you're constipated or you've got liver problems or bile problems, these catechol estrogens, these derivatives, can build up, and they are major triggers of the stress response. Estrogen and the catechol estrogens can be considered stress-related hormones, and many, if not most, if not all of the symptoms associated with menopause are really symptoms of estrogen dominance, of estrogen metabolite dominance, excess estrogen metabolite buildup. And this excess estrogen metabolite buildup is what accounts for anxiety and depression and weight gain and hot flashes and all of the unpleasantness that's associated with menopausal symptoms. As a woman ages, her estrogen balancing hormone, progesterone, begins to decline, and this compounds the problem. So you got accumulation of catechol estrogens, you've got a decline in the balancing hormone, progesterone, and all of this leads to a relatively high level of estrogen and catechol estrogens, which is the cause of the hot flashes and the anxiety and the insomnia and the depression and the weight gain that many people consider to be a normal part of menopause. They are not a normal part of menopause. They are a sign that the body is not healthy. If anybody is dealing with menopausal issues or perimenopausal issues or postmenopausal issues for that matter, please understand, you don't have to have them. Number one, work on clearance. Work on your bowels. Work on your intestine. Number two, work on your liver. Work on your bile. Make sure you're using bile supplements. Make sure you're using liver supplements. Number three, stay away from anything that stresses the liver, especially sugar. In fact, just going ketogenic can make a huge, huge difference on menopausal symptoms. Just reducing your carbs, just going low carb, especially processed carbs. In fact, you may notice that if you're a menopausal woman or a perimenopausal woman, you may notice that your symptoms get worse after you eat junky foods, after you eat processed sugar foods, after you drink wine. Wine seems to be the drug of choice for menopausal women or perimenopausal women, just from my experience. And wine being extremely high in sugar can be a major source or a major trigger for menopausal symptoms, particularly insomnia and hot flashes. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. Oh, actually, scratch that. We've got Forrest Rivers coming up in our next segment. We are going to talk about his book, COVID-19 and Spiritual Awakening. More on the Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Derek Chauvin, the fired Minneapolis officer who killed George Floyd, could spend up to 40 years in prison after his sentence in 8 weeks. The average prison sentence on this charge for a defendant like Chauvin, who has no prior criminal record, is 12 and a half years. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked after the conviction and will remain in jail up to sentencing. The Senate voted 98-2 on Tuesday to confirm Lisa Monaco as Deputy Attorney General for the Justice Department, making her the agency's second-highest-ranking official. Monaco has experience with cybersecurity issues and is expected to assist with the Biden administration's response to recent cyber attacks against the federal government and U.S. companies. Apple will bring back social media app Parler back to its app store after the iPhone maker pulled it earlier this year, citing radical Americans were using the app to communicate. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An Ohio state park is looking into changing its name. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. President Trump carried Trumbull County in the 2020 election with nearly 55% of the vote. Critics of the bill questioned taking the effort to make the change with so many other pressing issues in the state, as well as the $300,000 in the bill that would be allocated to changing the park signage.
Cortland, Ohio is between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. SpaceX is getting ready to launch its fifth high-flying Starship from its Texas rocket facilities. A version of this mega spaceship is set to become NASA's next moon lander, the vehicle that could put boots on the lunar surface for the first time since 1972. Starship Serial Number 15, or SN-15, is the latest of a series of spaceship prototypes that SpaceX is launching up to 6 miles above Boca Chica, Texas. The first two prototypes have soared to high altitude, SN-8 and SN-9, slammed into the landing pad at high speed and exploded immediately. The third, SN-10, landed in one piece but blew up 10 minutes later. The fourth, SN-11, exploded in midair as it relit its engines for landing. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BrightSideBen.com. We've got a search engine, all the longevity products, and the Join the Team link that you can click on. If you want to start a home-based business at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, you can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. Also, please take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including hyperpigmentation and post-surgical scarring, prevention of post-surgical scarring, acne, rosacea, eczema, dry skin, and just plain old aging skin. Truth Skin Health products are pharmacist formulated without drugs, only nutrition, only 100% active and functional ingredients, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, surfactants, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, and our Truth Skin Health products work. And they work fast and they work well. Thus, our 1,700 plus 4 and 5 star reviews, which you can take a look at TruthReviewed.com. TruthReview.com, TruthReview.com for our reviews, Truth Treatments with an S, TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com if you want to purchase our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Forrest Rivers is the author of a really cool book called COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening. I have been a believer from day one of this this trance that we're in, this COVID-19 viromania that the entire planet seems to be suffering under. I felt from the very beginning that this was an opportunity for spiritual awakening, as we've talked about in this program, so I was very excited to see Forrest Rivers' book, COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening. Please welcome to the bright side, Forrest Rivers. Good morning, Forrest.
Good morning, Ben. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
It's a pleasure to have you. We've been talking, you know, we have a health program here, and so obviously we've talked about viruses and viral infections, but we also talked about the political side of COVID-19, and I was very excited to see your book, the title of your book, COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening, because I agree with you. I think this is a golden opportunity for us to awaken, and I personally feel like I was born for this time, and I know a lot of people that I talk to feel that way as well, and it sounds like, you know, you have a similar take on that. How can we use COVID, in your opinion, how can we use COVID-19 to awaken spiritually?
Oh my gosh, Ben, that's an awesome question. So, first of all, I want to say I 100% feel the same way, that I was kind of like born for this time. You know, it feels that way intuitively to me. And I want to say, first of all, that there's like two ways that we can meet this period. You can meet it with great fear and great anxiety, or you can transcend that fear, and you can use this opportunity as a tool to deepen your spiritual practices.
Hang on to that thought real quick. Forrest, just, I don't want to interrupt you, but that's really important what you just said. Isn't that true about everything in life, and this is just kind of a dramatic example of that? Like, all our life can be used in that kind of way. We can use whatever happens in our life, right? And this is just a dramatic example.
This is a dramatic example, but it's in some ways symbolic of it, right? Whatever issue that we're faced with in life, we always have the free will on how we meet challenging or difficult moments. And there's no doubt that this was a difficult moment for people, but in focusing only on the fear, be afraid, be afraid, be afraid.
Right.
Be scared. Yeah. Be anxious. You know, we're missing a really opportunity to really work with this. Yeah.
They literally, you hear on the news and in the media, be afraid. Like literally those words.
Oh.
And the powers that be, in the bureaucracy doctors, and they'll say that. Be afraid.
Yeah, and the more that we're afraid, the more that we surrender our free will to doctors and to government and to the economic elites and to the entire system, and we surrender our own personal empowerment and our own, I like to say this, like, suffering is the sandpaper for awakening. And actually, that quote comes from Ram Dass, who's one of my most influential.
Yeah, me as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love Ram Dass.
Absolutely.
Love Ram Dass.
That's awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
And I just think that, yeah, this is, I just look at this in a very different way. Where a lot of people see fear and suffering and paranoia from this, I say, well, I acknowledge the suffering. I acknowledge that there's been people who have suffered. People have lost loved ones. People have lost jobs. People have been filled with anxiety, you know, understandably. But at the same time, if we could just shift our perspective a little bit here, Ben, we could do so. We can use this this opportunity to work on some of the following things. Kind of get back to your question. We can use this period to overcome our period, our fear of death. You know, every spiritual faith and the mystics of every faith talk about that as the most important work you can do on yourself is
Love
to
it.
Come to terms with the fact you'll die, and to come to terms with the fact that, hey, all I have is this present moment. And it doesn't have to be a sad way we look at it. This moment holds the one within all. And so this period, I look at it, I'm like, wow, there's been, you know, death in our face. The media is constantly talking about death. And where I see a point of departure is to say, hey, you know, we can use this period to reflect on death and to really work with something here. Another positive that's come out of this is all the time we had from these lockdowns. You know, we were able to spend more time, contemplating. We had more time in solitude. You know, we had more time. I spoke to numerous people, Ben, leading up to when I was writing this book, of people sharing stories about how they became more creative during this time. They started exploring painting and writing and music they expanded on. People started gardens. I have a friend who started a YouTube channel during this time. And it's reaching a lot of people now, and it's inspiring his viewers. I met an AT hiker who normally wouldn't have had this time off during this pandemic to be able to pursue his dream. And he hiked. His name is Noble, and I talk about him in the book. And he went on the Appalachian Trail. I met him while I was hiking one day on the trail. And he's like, I would have never had this sort of opportunity to be able to kind of follow my dream here. And he's like, his message was, you can't live in fear. You have to take advantage of these opportunities to keep forging ahead. And I see that, I want to say I acknowledge the suffering that people have been through without a doubt. But I also want to say the message of the book is that you can take this period of difficulty and use it to propel you forward on your spiritual path. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity, an important opportunity for us. And I would almost go as far to say, Ben, that, everything happens for a reason. And the universe always has some kind of like great cosmic plan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is part of our destiny.
I love it. So the subtitle of your book involves spirituality, but all the things you're talking about here, they seem like they're practical, and I don't want to make practicality and spirituality to the opposites. But I want to talk a little bit about this idea of spirituality and what that means to you and how that's involved with what we're dealing with in the world today. All right, we got Forrest Rivers with us. His book is COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening. We'll be back with more Forrest Rivers right after
this. According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Forrest Rivers. His book, COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening. His website is ForrestRivers.com. That's F-O-R-R-E-S-T, two R's, ForrestRivers.com. Forrest, so your book is about spiritual awakening, COVID-19 and spiritual awakening. So it sounds like, based on all the stuff you said, gardening and using this the lockdown as an opportunity to kind of think about your life, to contemplate your life. And where does spirituality, first of all, what is spirituality? And it seems like everything you're talking about is not necessarily spiritual. It seems kind of practical. Are you making a distinction somehow? Is there something special about spirituality and spiritual awakening? First, define what you mean by spirituality. Or spiritual.
Yeah, so spirituality in my mind is a growing awareness of our connection to the one that has many names, you know, to the deeper reality that underlies everything that we're a part of and have always been. Spirituality to me also means being able to live now, being here now, to use a phrase from Ram Dass. Be here now. You know, spirituality means presentness. It means mindfulness. And when we're present and we're mindful, we become aware that we're a part of everything and that everything is a part of us. And when I climb a mountain, you know, I live in the mountains, Ben. So the mountains for me are my greatest, it is my greatest spiritual connection. When I'm hiking a mountain, it's pretty clear to me that all the trees are a part of me. That mountain, there's no mountain and there's no me. I'm part of that mountain, and that mountain is a reflection of me. That's what I think of, or what I feel, more accurately.
Unity?
What I feel.
Like a unity.
It's unity. Maybe even a better way to describe that, oneness. You know, it's oneness. It's unity. It's interbeing.
Yeah.
And you know, as that relates to the book, I think one of the profound insights that have come out of this whole period is just that we're all one, all connected, we're all inherently tied together. And I think, you know, the fact that we've all gone sort of like through this together, you know, we've all been subjected to the lockdowns. We've all been subject to the fear that's been blasting at our, you know, blasting through all the media. But we've all had to experience, you know, more time in solitude. We've all had to experience. We've had to experience things that we haven't had in common really since maybe World War II, where we all had that common experience. Or, you know, and I think that this whole period has made us more aware that we are all interconnected and that we are all one, and that there's something really transcendent yet also imminent that ties us all together. There's some deeper underlying reality that we're
like
all
a fabric, like a fabric of reality.
Of reality, or like another way to maybe put that is like we're part of like some kind of cosmic or divine matrix.
I love it.
If you think of it that way.
I think
COVID is definitely like this whole period has really brought that to the forefront, just how interconnected we are. It's done it in sometimes ludicrous and ridiculous ways. I mean, if you remember the run on toilet, I mean, the comical one, except the run on toilet paper,
right.
Or, you know, one that comes to mind.
Our freakouts are absurd. Our freakouts are kind of absurd in a way.
Yeah, our freakouts are completely absurd. And, you know, and so I think we've experienced a commonality, a union that we haven't really had. And regardless of anyone's political views on this entire thing, you know, there's something deeper going on. You know, this is a lot deeper than politics. This is more of a moment of just waking us up to be here. Hey, look, you know, things aren't as normal right now. Wake up and see what's happening. Wake up and see what's happening. Join the world again. Be present. Be mindful. And I think you need that presentness and you need that mindfulness in order to become aware of your overall interconnectedness. And, you know, we're seeing all of that. And things like, you know, like I said before, gardening and creative expression and, you know, having more time to cultivate a meditation practice. Or I've talked to a lot of people who have used this time to spend more time in nature. All of that ends up making us more aware of our interconnection to the whole. So, you know, COVID's created the conditions by which we can explore different pathways that make us more present. And because we become more present, we become more aware of our overall interconnectedness. And, of course, all those activities I just mentioned, like gardening and meditation and nature, those are all soulfully enriching things that bring us into more awareness of our common union with everything.
When you talk about opportunity, is it an opportunity or is it a potential opportunity? I mean, we're talking about now going back to normal. I don't know if you heard that's the latest meme is going back to normal. So does that mean going back to sleep, or are we going to lose this opportunity, or is this going to happen?
I see this as this is already happening. That there's been this wonderful shift that we could see. We have to be aware. I mean, there is some truth to the fact that for some people, they may use this to go back to sleep. Yes, there is definitely part of the, you know, if we're talking in the world right here, right now, Ben, yeah, there's definitely the potential where that could happen, where people go back to sleep. But I also feel, and this is, I feel this intuitively, that there is this shift happening that we're not necessarily going to go back to sleep, that some people are going to take this and run. And by taking it and running, I mean, people are really going to break free from all of the paranoia and the fear and the separation and the ego and see this event for what it is, as an opportunity to transcend, or put it another way, to elevate into a higher consciousness. That's what I see coming out of this, like, long term. So I think it's more than just potential. It's happening. There's still many who are just not aware that this shift is happening and would rather, you know, take their marching orders than than tune within. But I would argue that it's inevitable that we'll all see that this is actually happening.
So if it's like a bell curve, the leading edge of the bell curve is moving forward.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And it doesn't make those people any – I want to emphasize this point. It doesn't make those people who are at the cutting edge right now any better than anybody else. No, it's just – all it is just – you could think of it as like waves in an ocean. You know, some waves come faster and, you know, the two big waves will come – I mean, two little waves will come and then a big wave like 10 minutes later will come roaring through. It's kind of like that. And I think you're seeing the first ripples, if you will, right now. Ah, there's something happening here. You know,
let me ask you this real quick because we're running out of time. I'm looking at your picture. I'm hearing your voice. You sound to me like a millennial, like you're in your 30s or 40s. Is that right?
I'm in my 30s. Yep.
30s. So, do you see a distinction between generations in terms of how this thing is being interpreted and accepted and dealt with?
You know, that's a wonderful question because I actually I teach community college for my full-time job. So I've actually had a lot of interaction with people, you know, between the ages of 17 all the way up to 40. And so I've seen kind of the full spectrum and, you know, of the younger generations. And I guess I'd say this, the younger generation is definitely I've sensed a degree of like fear and paranoia for the future moving forward. But at the same time, when you point out, when you ask them why they fear and why they have paranoia, they can't really put a finger on it, if that makes sense. You know, what I'm arguing is that I think in the younger generations, it's like this weird manufactured fear they're buying into.
But they're not sure why. But they're not necessarily
sure why. And then when you poke your finger at it a little bit, you know, you can get them to see that maybe that's an irrational fear.
There's nothing there. We're out of time. All right, we're out of time, buddy. Right. Hey, can you stay on the line? I want to talk to you real quick. Don't go away, all right? Thank you, Forrest.
Sounds great.
Forrest Rivers is the author of COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening. His website, forrestrivers.com. That's Forrestrivers. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.